Prepare for a whole new sporting experience. This is Sports Planet.
Over the last few seasons, the Nigerian Professional Football League has grown in leaps and bounds. Last season saw the title race culminate in exciting fashion, with Enugu Rangers winning their first title in decades. The interest in domestic football is at an all-time high in Nigeria, as witnessed by the increased attendance at different stadiums across the country. And as the 2016-2017 season kicks off tomorrow, the excitement and anticipation is palpable. For the next 7 months, the NPFL will traverse the length and breadth of Nigeria. And for fanatical followers of Nigerian football, the true football season has just begun. Welcome to Sports Planet, your premium news and magazine sports show. The 2016-2017 NPFL season begins, and today on the show, we'll be previewing all the action. My name is Tunde Koiki. Let's take a quick break and we'll return with the program proper. The 2016-2017 Nigerian Professional Football League season will begin tomorrow, and today on the show, we will preview all the action. We spoke to veteran journalists Onyewuchi Nwachukwu and Emeka Nwani on a range of issues.
This is Sports Planet.
Okay, with me, I have two of the finest reporters in the Nigerian Professional Football League, Onyewuchi Nwachukwu. Thank you for joining us, sir.
Thank you so much, Tunde.
And I also have the legendary Emeka Nwani as well. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Gentlemen, the 2015-2016 NPFL season was regarded by many as absolutely spectacular. But in your own impressions, did you think it lived up to expectation or to all the hype that everybody has been talking about?
Well, spectacular, I don't think so. I think it was okay, because there is still room for improvement in the area of officiating. We had some, you know, controversial issues, so we need to project our best in every sphere, especially officiating. The best referees should, you know, be appointed to handle games. Then on the playing surface, there were also some issues. I think in Umuahia, the playing surface was terrible. I don't know why that place was approved in the first place. Players were also being old, and it's still very contentious. The players' union have been crying. I think nobody's listening to them. A laborer deserves his wage. If players have traversed the length and breadth of this country playing football games, they should be paid their salaries.
Mm. Emeka, you want to agree with anything that he said?
Everything that he has said. I've always maintained that our league will not be perfect the way we want it if at the end of every season all the clubs are owing their players. If I work for a company and in 7 months I've not been paid, and you've not done anything as the MD. So people are saying spectacular league, you know, saying all sorts, you know, praise, worshipping some people in LMC and in the league. But for me, like Onye said, it's an okay season. Okay season, yes. But we need to get a lot of things right. There's this rule that says if you are owing a player 3 months' salary, the player can leave. But how many players have used this? Because you see these club managers, they threaten, they intimidate, they do all sorts. So I am hoping and I'm praying that this new season will see a lot of new innovations, and will not begin to watch matches on telly, and we'll see that when a player kicks the ball, the grass in that place, you won't see it again.
Gentlemen, probably the most important question I have to ask you, it has to be the rise of the Eastern teams. We saw Enugu Rangers return to prominence after almost three decades out in the wilderness. We also know Enyimba has been one of the biggest clubs in the Nigerian Professional Football League for years. Then there's also the new money bags, FC Ufa and Yuba. Does that make the Eastern Axis probably the most contentious part of the new NPFL season?
Well, why the teams from the East are doing well is very simple. They try to get the best players everywhere, you know, and anywhere they can lay their hands on. They get the best players. When you look at Enyimba, when you look at Rangers, You have players from, you know, everywhere in the country. They don't discriminate, and that's what football should be all about. If you want to win titles, you have to, you know, invest in quality players first and foremost. You have to give the coach a long-term contract, get a good coach, allow him free hand to, you know, select the team, select the players that he wants. Then you can hold him responsible. You cannot select players for the coach and you know, yet hold him accountable for what he has not done. So for me, these three teams you have mentioned, that is their stalking trait. If you want a good team, you must go anywhere, get the best hands, get the best players, and you know, they will deliver as long as you pay the players well, as long as you allow the coach to do his job. You know, for me, I think these three teams you mentioned are going to still be, you know, forces to be reckoned with this coming season.
Okay, gentlemen, probably the most important issue for next season is the CAF competitions. Four Nigerian teams will be competing on the continent: FC Ifeanyi, Yoruba Rangers, Wiki Torres, and Rivers United. Because of CAF regulations, CAF does a 5-year assessment of African teams, and if your league is not in the top 12, that means you will not have two representatives in the CAF competitions. You will drop to one. By virtue of the fact that EIMBA managed to scrape through the group stage of last season's CAF Champions League, that is why we still maintain two positions in the CAF competitions. How crucial is it that these four teams do well on the CAF continent, in the CAF continental football next season?
It is crucial, just like you said, because it will also help the other teams. And the way our league is structured, if only one team represents Nigeria in the Champions League, maybe they will kill themselves to get that loan ticket, you know. But I think Rivers United, they prepared well. Rangers prepared well. Wiki and Ifeanyi Yoruba, they've done well. So we should just wish them all the best. Their first games in the two competitions will come up February, second week of February. And from there, they can, you know, take it up from there. And one good advantage that Rangers and Rivers will also have is that CAF Champions League, now instead of two groups, you have four groups. So maybe they will just play two games. And they are in the group stage. Instead of two groups of four teams, they have four groups of four teams now. So it's just for them to do very well. Rangers will play a club from Algeria. Rivers United, they are going to Mali. And of course, for Rangers, if they defeat the cup from Algeria, they have Zamalek. You know, so it's not easy at all. But like Imama will always say, Emeka, if I have to do very well in this Champions League, I must beat the best team. So let Zamalek, let TP Mazembe come. We just have to fight it out. For Rivers United, they were in Spain. They prepared very well, like I said. And they are playing a club from Mali. So I think they will do well. I think they will do well. We should also support them, you know, and make sure that everything works out for them.
Finally, gentlemen, I know you've talked extensively about last season. What would represent a successful Niger Professional Football League season for both of you for the 2016-2017 season?
Tony, I think it's a shame when we celebrate a team winning an away game. It's a shame. Yeah, a team should be able to go to anywhere and win. You know, if you are good, if you are better, that's what football should be all about. If you are better than a team, I mean, you should win. For me, on the field, that you know, represents a successful season. Then the players should not be old.
If you look at the structure of refereeing, we have over 120 referees and assistant referees, and there's this tendency, you know, for a lot of them to begin to influence where they go to and the type of games they officiate. There's nothing wrong. We have just 25-30 referees, the best, and encourage them. And how do you encourage good referees? You consistently give them a game. In Nigeria, if you're a good referee and you officiate a game in January, the next time you see that same referee will be in April. And it does not really all go well. So Referees must be, I know they are human beings, yes, they can make mistakes. Referee must be top notch. And just like Oyin also said, at the end of the season, we don't want to hear that players are being owed.
Sports Planet will be right back. Stay tuned.
I'm Odion Jody Gallo, Super Eagles striker and Watford Football Club of England player. Keep listening to Sport Planet.
And here is where we shut it down on today's episode of Sport Planet. Sport Planet is a production of Complete Sports Studios, and it reaches you on this station on Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays. You can send me all your sports views, questions and comments to my Twitter handle, or just follow me at Babatunde Koiki. And for more sports stories from all across the world, please get your daily copy of Complete Sports from your vendor or visit www.completesportsnigeria.com, and you can click on the Sports Planet button on the website to listen to this episode or previous episodes of the show from our podcast archives. Before we go, let's tell you that Japanese striker Kazuyoshi Miura will take his professional football career into his 50s after signing a new contract with Japanese second division team Yokohama FC. Miura, who retired from international football 17 years ago, is the oldest scorer in the history of Japanese football after scoring at the age of 49 last season. He turns 50 on the 26th of February, about the time the 2017 campaign begins. That's a golden oldie for sure. On behalf of the production crew here in our studios, my name is Tunde Koiki, wishing you all a fascinating weekend and urging you to continue believing
that the planet is listening.